Chapter 7. Issachar. The sons of Issachar were Tola, Pua, Jashub, and Shimron. 4. The sons of Tola were Uzi, Raphiah, Jeriel, Jarmai, Ibsam, and Shemuel, warrior heads of the ancestral houses of Tola. Their kindred numbered 22,600 in the time of David. The sons of Uzi, Izarahiah. The sons of Izarahiah were Michael, Obadiah, Joel, and Ishiah. All five of these were chiefs. Their kindred, by ancestral houses, numbered 36,000 men in organized military troops, since they had more wives and sons than their fellow tribesmen. In all the clans of Issachar, there was a total of 87,000 warriors in their family records. Benjamin. The sons of Benjamin were Bela, Bica, and Jediael. 3. The sons of Bela were Esbon, Uzi, Uziel, Jerimoth, and Iri. 5. They were heads of their ancestral houses and warriors. Their family records listed 22,034. The sons of Bica were Zemirah, Joash, Eliezer, Elioenai, Omri, Jerimoth, Abijah, Anatoth, and Alameth. All these were sons of Bica. Their family records listed 20,200 of their kindred, who were heads of their ancestral houses and warriors. The sons of Jediael, Bilhan. The sons of Bilhan were Jeush, Benjamin, Ehud, Jeneanah, Zithan, Tarshish, and Ahishahar. All these were descendants of Jediael, heads of ancestral houses and warriors. They numbered 17,200 men fit for military service, Shupam and Hupam. Dan, Naphtali, and Manasseh. The sons of Dan, Hushim. The sons of Naphtali were Jaziel, Guni, Jezer, and Shalom. These were descendants of Bilha. The sons of Manasseh, whom his Aramean concubine bore, she bore Machir, the father of Gilead. Machir took a wife whose name was Maacah. His sister's name was Molecheth. Manasseh's second son was named Zelophehad, but to Zelophehad only daughters were born. Maacah, Machir's wife, bore a son whom she named Peresh. He had a brother named Sheresh, whose sons were Ulam and Rakem. The sons of Ulam, Bedan. These were the descendants of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh. His sister, Molecheth, bore Ishhod, Abiezer, and Mala. The sons of Shemida were Ahian, Shechem, Lichi, and Aniam. Ephraim. The sons of Ephraim, Shuthila, whose son was Bered, whose son was Taheth, whose son was Eliada, whose son was Tehath, whose son was Zabad, Ephraim's son Shuthela, and Ezer, and Eliad, who were born in the land, were slain by the inhabitants of Gath, because they had gone down to take away their livestock. Their father Ephraim mourned a long time, but after his kinsmen had come and comforted him, he visited his wife, who conceived and bore a son, whom he named Beriah, since evil had befallen his house. He had a daughter, Sheerah, who built Lower and Upper Beth Horon, and Uzen Sheerah. Zabad's son was Repha, whose son was Resef, whose son was Tila, whose son was Tehan, whose son was Ladan, whose son was Amihud, whose son was Elishama, whose son was Nun, whose son was Joshua. Their property and their dwellings were in Bethel and its towns, Nearan to the east, Gezer and its towns to the west, and also Shechem and its towns, as far as Aya and its towns. Manasseh, however, had possession of Bethshan and its towns, Teanak and its towns, Megiddo and its towns, and Dor and its towns. In these dwelt the descendants of Joseph, the son of Israel. Asher. The sons of Asher were Imnah, Ishvah, Ishvi, and Beriah. Their sister was Sirah. Beriah's sons were Heber and Malkiel, who was the father of Bivzayeth. Heber became the father of Japhlet, Shomer, Hotham, and their sister Shua. The sons of Japhlet were Pesach, Bimhal, and Ashphat. These were the sons of Japhlet. The sons of Shomer were Ahi, Rogah, Jehubah, and Aram. The sons of his brother Hotham were Zophar, Imnah, Shelesh, and Amal. The sons of Zophar were Suah, Hanepher, Shual, Beri, Imra, Beza, Hod, Shama, Shilsha, Ithran, and Bira. The sons of Jether were Jakune, Pispah, and Ara. The sons of Ula were Ara, Haniel, and Riziah. All these were descendants of Asher, heads of ancestral houses, distinguished men, warriors, and chiefs among the princes. Their family records numbered 26,000 men fit for military service.